Cheating Blacksmith with Inferior Steel. Instructive Stories from the Teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A tradesman wanted to present himself as very intelligent. He appeared to be expert in making a fool of others by dint of his cunningness. Once he managed to get some coconuts from a vendor through his usual cunningness. Then he wanted a sharp chopper to break them open. Eventually, he found a very old and rusty iron in the corner of his room. Taking it to a blacksmith, "I can reshape this chopper through a blacksmith and make it first class again. Let me play a game with him." "Oh, sir, I can make a very good chopper for you if you give me good quality steel. I am a steel merchant and I have some good quality steel in my stock. Could you forge a chopper for me with that steel? What about the cost of making the chopper? You may keep the leftover steel as the labor charge. I assure you that nowhere you can find such excellent steel." After delivering such artful language, the tradesman in fact sent a condemned third-rate sheet of iron through his son to the blacksmith. "Oh, this is an ordinary piece of iron. This steel is third class and it is nothing but a piece of useless iron. Let me make the chopper with this steel only." The chopper was made but was ineffective and practically useless. "Hey, what have you done? Cheating a blacksmith with inferior steel can only bring out such a chopper." Purport. Those who make any attempt to deceive their spiritual master and the Vaishnavas in rendering devotional service will certainly come to an end with something spurious. Any attempt of deception in the field of devotional service is simple self-deception. It pulls one down into the clutches of illusionary energy without any benefit. Some people with ulterior motives think that others who have surrendered everything to the Lord are only deceived, and those who are continuing to play the double roles of both devotional service as well as self-gratification actually gain more. In fact, such a double gain is surely tantamount to deceiving a blacksmith by supplying him with an inferior quality of iron while asking him to prepare a good quality steel chopper. No one can ever deceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is never possible to conquer the domain of the Lord by any sort of deception and quackery. Only one who has candidly surrendered everything unto the lotus feet of the Lord is eligible for achieving all good.